All right, the conclusion of the second extra session for this particular General Assembly is just concluded. Senator, your take on what has happened in the last now 6 weeks?
I'm really pleased that we were able to pass Senate Bill 5 and hopefully establish some significant protections for women in the state of Missouri, those women that do choose abortion, that choose not to bring their children to birth. Fundamentally, a lot of times these bills are really about whether we kill babies or don't kill babies. But the structure of this legislation is focused on the health of the mother in the cases where they do choose abortion. We've seen court opinions that have removed the oversight, essentially, for abortion clinics. We've seen significant violations from some of the clinics in terms of reporting emergencies. Just a lot of things that the interim committee that looked at some of the Planned Parenthood offenses established. And this was an attempt to try to rein in some of that misbehavior and to establish some controls that would in fact protect women's health. I'm a foe of abortion. I think that it's wrong to kill the most innocent of those among us. But the real focus here was, if that's going to happen, then shouldn't the mothers that make that fateful choice at least be protected? And I don't think they have been for some time. And passing this legislation, once it becomes law, it will establish a significant number of protections for women that are currently not available to them.
One of the aspects of this was the fact that there have not been inspections of these facilities, and the inspection regulation is very lax. The equivalent, and in some cases they are hospitals that have to provide this when necessary, places that have not been, in some cases, inspected in maybe 10 or 12 years.
That's exactly right. And with some of the acts of the judiciary, there were going to be no inspections. There was no requirement of inspections, and it was very important to see that they are inspected. We've seen in other states, as well as Missouri, when these facilities are not inspected, they become very prone to infection. There are issues that would be just routine in a hospital that are not followed in these clinics. Many times women are not even talked to by, they don't even meet the doctor that's going to do these surgeries on them. And so there were a number of elements in the Senate bill, as amended by the House, that addressed those improprieties. And hopefully we'll see a whole different level of safety involved if abortion is a choice a woman makes.
This, again, the safety issue is just probably as important as the health aspect of it. They go hand in glove in this case, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're really one and the same. The health and safety are both issues that are addressed by the bill. Whether it's the examination of the tissue of the aborted fetus, that baby, there are a couple of things that doctors need to establish. One is that the abortion was complete, that the tissue was in fact removed, and the other is that there are no other physiological things going on in that woman's body that a doctor should be alerted to. And whether or not you want the life of that baby to be protected, I think we all certainly want the health of that mother to be protected as much as we can.
Ever since Roe versus Wade, which now goes back 43 years, there have been states, not all but some, and Missouri's been one of them, trying to see if there's ways to follow the law and also protect a woman's health as well. Is Senate Bill 5 the end, or just another in a series of measures that are probably still to come?
Well, I don't think it's the end. I do think Senate Bill 5 goes a long ways to doing as much as we can as long as Roe v. Wade is considered the law of the land. There are a number of us that certainly do not believe abortion shouldn't be a criminal act. It is taking of a life, and it is interesting that those that insist on protecting life in the case of death penalty and other issues are so nonchalant about the protecting of a life that is purely innocent and has done no harm to anyone, has no fault at all, and yet we're so quick to say that it's all right to just snuff that life out. So I would like to ultimately see that the courts reverse Roe v. Wade and recognize that these are real lives and that every life is valuable, and that acting like these lives are not valuable just because we haven't yet seen them come to birth is just completely improper. So I'm hoping that there are other things that can be done, but ultimately I'd like to see us reverse that decision. In the meantime, it's important that we protect as much life as we can. The courts have said we're not allowed to protect the life of those babies, but that doesn't mean we can't protect the life of their mothers.